This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Microphone in the studio for a day anyway, after a wonderful day yesterday on the bus. Had a great time. Thanks to all those listeners that joined us for a little tour of wind country, coal country, oil country. Saw lots of ag land. We had a great time, really did. And a lot of really good questions. But enjoyed meeting everybody. Had a wonderful time. Thanks for coming along. We'll do that again. Thanks to North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions for the idea, really. They called and said, hey, we're thinking about, we've been actually planning to go to a farm. And we are going to be doing that in the future and find out what's on the farm. I love doing that anyway. But, of course, busy time with the harvest right now. So they said, well, would you mind hopping on the bus? You can invite some of your listeners, and then we'll just tour a bunch of things. Let's do it. Let's go. So enjoyed it very much. So thanks for that. Tomorrow, we are going to honor some vets and get them a turkey dinner.
By the way, there are two tickets left for that.
Get out of town.
1,500. Two.
Two tickets remaining right now. Are they out at Schwann's?
They are at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac on the Strip in Mandan,
who is sponsoring that fine event along with other great partners. Todd will remember them all. Action Movers. Steve Herman and Company. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
I remember. I just want to see if you remember.
Wells Fargo.
Or I can bring up my cheat sheet here. And
Wells Fargo is another one.
I can't remember them all this early in the morning. Sorry, guys. Wells Fargo. Quality Inn, Action Movers, Valley Sport Marine. That's the other one I should have had because they're in the show with me. Northwest Contracting, Wells Fargo. But you got to go to Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac to get to one of the remaining two. All two of the 1,500 tickets left.
I have this visual of people just, you know, right now, speeding in Mandan to get to Schwann's to get those tickets. So, and we'll be there tomorrow. Among our guests, by the way, will be Governor Doug Burgum. Tomorrow, we planned to do a program special to the discussion of the value of pipelines in delivering a product North Dakota is pretty good at pulling out of the ground to markets and the difference that makes. And doing that on the heels of a question before the Public Service Commission on November 13th related to a pump station in Emmons County. So North Dakota's role in the optimization of the Dakota Access Pipeline being optimized, in other words, doubling in capacity, is to extend the footprint by a few acres of this Emmons County pump station. And that's the question before the Public Service Commission. The Public Service Commission has bent over backwards to say anybody and everybody with any kind of standing whatsoever, you come to this hearing and you tell us what you want. So this has turned into a bit of a circus, as anything related to DAPL generally does, unfortunately. However, we have a chance this time to all be involved in the discussion and not have it be a very one-sided and very distorted discussion, which it was last time. That's why I'm encouraging people to go on November 13th, if you care about this. If your blood was boiling because of the lack of facts that were part of the discussion last go-around, or of the pile of garbage you saw that was left over from the illegal camps, take your pick, or the stories about, you know, the protesters being paid and brought in from all over, people that flew on planes in and out of Bismarck and other places in North Dakota that were bragging about, you know, making the big bucks coming in to protest, all of that. Remember, just go back to that time. Wasn't all that long ago. And remember how you felt. And then now you have a chance to participate in something on the front end to say, you know, let's have a respectful, reasonable discussion about this, but let's deal with the facts. And it needs to be everybody included. So we're going to talk with the Emmons County Sheriff at the bottom of the hour, Gary Sanders, a little bit about what they're preparing for in the way of that event, what they expect with that DAPL hearing. I'm hearing, you know, yesterday from a bus driver, that there were requests for multiple buses to go from Standing Rock to Linton. So there's one example. And calls previously from protest organizers to the county to say, how many seats are there? Where can we park our buses? And I don't want the Public Service Commission to be subjected to that. I want a reasonable discussion. We also had a pretty good clue this is what was going to happen when Tim Purdon, a Democrat super trial lawyer, in the sense that that's, you know, how he's made his living, not super in it being a great profession in my mind. Obviously the guy that sued in federal court on behalf of Barack Obama, because he was his U.S. attorney, oil companies, because they found oil companies sued in federal court because they found birds, handful of dead birds, like less than a dozen. It was a really small amount of birds. I forget the exact number, but I believe it was around a dozen. And you'd have the Fish and Wildlife Service, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, flying around in helicopters. I think I see a bird. Let's go down. Land there. I think I see a bird. I'm going to land there. Okay, land. Oh, yep, it's a dead bird. That's the oil company.
I might kill that many birds driving around over there.
I'm not kidding you. They flew around in helicopters. Then they, all at the, you know, behest of the Obama administration. And then they sued in federal court oil companies. Federal court wanted to put people in prison for dead birds. Now, thankfully, the judge laughed so hard when he got it, you know, he threw it back in Tim Purdon's face. It was thrown out of court in a nanosecond. But my point is, this is the mentality of the people that are trying to argue the case against the safest way to transport oil. So this is why I think it's important to be there on November 13th. I really do. So encourage you to do that. Tomorrow, bigger picture on pipelines and the value they place, and among our guests, Governor Doug Burgum. So we look forward to that. And also, we get a chance to honor vets. So that'll be the great thing about tomorrow. No doubt about that. Also today on the program, Congressman Kelly Armstrong will be here at 10. And take your calls, questions, and comments, all kinds of things to talk about, including the situation with the Mexican cartels. I want to talk about that in a moment. And I have some news to share on some of these audits that are going on from the state auditor's office as well, as are other topics today. But let me start with the Mexican cartels, because I have a question here for you. Our fine audience on what's on your mind. So we know what we know now about this drug cartel. And quite honestly, it's not anything really new. I guess this one was especially painful because there was a North Dakota connection, number one. And number two, just the idea that literally toddlers in a car seat are murdered. Are you kidding me? Toddlers in a car seat. Oh, you're a big man on campus there, Mr. Drug Cartel guy. You can shoot babies in a car seat.
Oh, yeah.
Children murdered in this. Mothers murdered in this. Now, they caught the suspect evidently. Here's my question to you. What we now know happened there is a daily occurrence. It's a daily occurrence. I'm going to schedule soon a sheriff from down on the border and have him tell you how much of what the cartels do affects them. It's one of the reasons we need a border wall, folks, because then they can't do their smuggling. They can't, you know, get their drugs across, the human trafficking, all of that. But you know, we just had a debate about troops in Syria, and some had a hissy fit that President Trump was pulling 39 troops. Was that the number, or was it 29? It was a low number. I think it was 29 troops out of there. The reason he did is because he saw what Turkey was going to do. He didn't want our troops caught in crossfire. So he said, they're out of there. Now, a few of them are back or whatever. But my point is, we're debating over troops along the border in Syria. Good idea, bad idea, right? Shouldn't the debate be whether or not we should do more in a military sense to take out these terrorists that are on our southern border? These drug cartels are bloodthirsty thugs on our southern border. Should the U.S. inject a military solution into this? That's what I want to know from you. Is the drug cartel bad enough? Is it close enough that it is worthy of putting our troops in harm's way on our southern border into Mexico, if you could get the snowflake president of Mexico to go along? What does he say? Hugs, not bullets?
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd that work out for the family from North Dakota? Not many hugs going on there.
You know, and then you've got to look at the Mexican cartel ties to South America. Because the cocaine, and they'll make a lot of the fentanyl, but all the cocaine's coming out of South America with ties to the Mexicans and moving it into America. So it's a long, deep, wide web we'd have to deal with these people. Unbelievable.
701-258-0550 to answer that question. Should we commit troops to take on the cartels? This is a state at our border. Somebody brought this up yesterday on the program. Very, very insightful. And, I agree. This is, if we're going to look at everything around the globe, outside of the U.S., and say, where are the threats to us? Yes, Iran and a nuclear weapon. Yes, North Korea and the missiles they have. There's no doubt about it. There's threats everywhere. But this one is on our border. And this is a country that's losing control to these drug cartels. Is it worthy of our military? I want to know your answer to that. 701-258-0550. Text Todd or I as well. Give you those numbers when we come back.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Mineral Tracker is now offering full mineral management services. We understand that some folks just want someone who's knowledgeable and trustworthy handling their interests. Right here in Western North Dakota, you can put our local experts to work for you. It won't cost you an arm and a leg, and you can rest assured your asset is being maintained and looked after, making life simpler and more enjoyable. Give us a call today at 833-842-2924 to explore our full mineral management services.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 179 times and had over 49,000 people on tour with me during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour to beautiful Norway, July 20th through August 4th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Your Mind is brought to you in part by MyPillow, now with MyPillow towels, because even towels can be made better, a lot better as a matter of fact. 30% off with the promo code SCOTT, sort of like how we do all the specials. In fact, our whole bushel full of specials is still a good deal. Radio Listener Specials is what you click on when you go to MyPillow.com. And there you'll find up to 50% off. One more time, up to 50% off on my pillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, the body pillow, $89.99 regularly. Promo code Scott gets you it for $29.99. Get you it. Get you it. I didn't think I'd ever say that. I just did. Get you it. It'll get you the deal. And, of course, the MyPillow towels, 30% off with promo code Scott, too. So it's a great deal, folks. No two ways about it. Now, the towels, the normal price, $109.99 for a six-piece set. Two big bath towels, 30 by 56. Two hand towels, 16 by 30. Two washcloths, 13 by 13. In white stone, mineral gray, ocean blue, or Todd Mitchell royal purple. $109.99 normally with the promo code Scott, get them for $76.99 for all six of them. And they are going to be wonderful. How many towels do you buy that come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee? There you go, folks. 100% USA cotton. You're going to love it. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Neil in Minot wants to talk about these cartels. What's on your mind, Neil?
Hey, good morning. I was just answering your question about should we commit troops in Mexico. I was just thinking last night that even before they think about sending any troops down there, they better finish the border wall, because once you start fighting down there, they're all going to want to come north, and you won't be able to stop them. So I think that should be a priority for you. Talk about any armed conflict down in Mexico. Because they already have an armed conflict. It's just never talked about. Okay?
Good points, Neil. And certainly that wall needs to be done. There are many people in the government that don't want the wall built, unfortunately. Foremost among them, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers that is a cartel themselves. I'm sorry.
That's true, too.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, they're not a militant, murderous cartel, but they're a cartel in the sense it's a corrupt entity. That is, scratch my back, I'll scratch yours kind of deal where, we're not going to give the bids to them because we don't have any former Corps guys there. And, it's just a mess. Absolute mess.
Well, I'm hoping that after the 2020 election, we change all that. That's my hope.
Yeah, no kidding. Thanks, Neil. Appreciate the call.
You got it, Mike.
Very much. Texture sent us a note with a link to a BBC story. And it quotes a woman, Anna LeBaron is her name. Her father, Irville, was one of the, they say in the story, most infamous cult leaders in American history. Tells of how she escaped his murderous grip and now wants to redeem the family name. They had been in Mexico for decades. Polygamous lifestyle. They have their own colony, their own town. The family has been at war with the cartel for a long time. It was no accident. We shall see how much of this background the media will disclose. Murders, kidnappings, unexplained deaths have happened to many LeBarons. One would have to wonder if this colony wants any U.S. involvement. Start researching it. It's insane. Mormon Manson Irville LeBaron went on a killing spree, even having his own children killed in the name of his extreme religious cult. A 15-year-old boy's body was found in Dickinson after being missing for years.
Wow.
The opinion of obviously someone that has been following this particular case. Obviously, I don't agree with a polygamous lifestyle. A lot of this stuff sounds sick, but, the cartels doing what the cartels have done remains a crime, remains murder. Even the fact that they've been at war with the cartel for a long time, I don't care. It's the cartel doing what they are doing that is just sick. And I've even seen experts on the cartel to say, well, something's off here, because they're usually smart enough to not raise the ire of the U.S. They don't want to do anything that's going to tick off the U.S. and never going to, touch Americans or everything else. But I don't know. Mike, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Who's that?
Let's see. We got two mics here going, I guess. First mic is Mike on the road. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, thanks for taking my call, Scott. I appreciate what you guys do daily. Just my thought on the cartel. Number one, I just had to laugh this morning when they said they arrested the suspect. What it is somebody threw a patsy out there to take the eyes off the cartel right now. My other thought is the reason the Mexican president doesn't want our help is you'd be astonished once we start digging into this whose pockets are getting filled with money through the drug cartel. Have you seen what happened when they arrested that guy's son and they shot up the city and they let him go? They're scared of the cartel. And they always will be because the cartel's feeding them money.
Well, isn't this all the more reason? Isn't this all the more reason that we need to take this seriously? I mean, as the president tweeted yesterday, you know, this is the time for Mexico, with the help of us, to go to war here. And I'm asking you, is it worthy of our troops getting in the middle of this? And if Mexico can't do it, given the fact it's on our border, we go in there and help?
I agree. I would have no problem with that. The repercussions that do happen, if you really looked into how many times the cartel comes across the Arizona border and murders people, you've got to be ready for that. But, I say take them out. But and this kind of goes back to my point. The reason they don't want it is you'd be astonished whose pockets are getting filled with money.
Well, who do you think's pockets are getting filled with money?
I think you would find some higher-ups in the United States. I think you would find some higher-ups in the Mexican government. And
getting kickbacks on drug money, you're suggesting?
I would think so, yeah. So the cartel can do what they do. Go where they want to go. I mean,
right. Well, the Mexican government's scared of them. There's no doubt about that. I don't know that they don't have much free reign in the U.S., so I don't know what the kickbacks would be for there. But whatever, your theories are welcome.
Them.
Mike in Tioga, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, how are you doing this morning?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. Just thinking about, first of all, kudos to Senator Cramer for his description of this. This is pure evil. And as far as military involvement, Scott, we have got some people in the military that are trained in intelligence processes and methods that could get involved in this. And we need to look at this now as an act of terror. We need to treat these people just like we have treated ISIS, just like we treated Baghdadi. We need to go in. We need to find them. We need to just destroy them and walk away.
I think it's a very good point. I mean, and again, you could put their viciousness up against any enemy we face worldwide, right? We've seen that firsthand. Yeah. They're in a country that is ill-equipped to take them on, and or corrupt, one of the two. Either weak or corrupt, both are bad. And second of all, they're underneath our nose. They're right here. So to whistle past the graveyard, not doing anything about it, I tend to agree. I think it's our problem. I think it actually deserves more of our attention than some of these things where we stay for 20 years somewhere else does. Mike, appreciate the call. Thanks a ton. Need to take a break. Come back with more on What's On Your Mind. Still getting to the auditor stuff. Stay tuned. I'll do it. Don't go away.
Did you know that Energy Transfer's Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline will move more than 1 million barrels of oil a day from North Dakota's oil fields to the markets in Illinois and the Gulf Coast? It's good for our state's economy, paying millions in local property taxes. And it will increase oil tax revenue by over $30 million a year. And it's the safest, most environmentally friendly way to ship oil. With an Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline, the future is bright.
Sponsored by Brighter Future Alliance.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some breaking news out of Fayetteville, North Carolina, where police now say Cape Fear Valley Hospital is safe and secure after an officer-involved shooting there a short time ago. A suspect was shot by a Fayetteville cop. After the suspect tried to take the weapon of a Cumberland County Sheriff's deputy, the deputy was wounded. The incident led to reports of an active shooter at the hospital, but again, everything is now safe and secure there.
An arrest has been made in connection with the brutal murders of 9 members of an American family who were traveling through Mexico. 3 women and 6 children were shot and then burned after their vehicles were ambushed by a drug cartel on Monday. The victims part of a fundamentalist Mormon community just south of the border. Mexican law enforcement says the suspect was heavily armed and was holding 2 hostages when he was captured. This is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Yeah, to answer your cartel question, that's the easy one. We're supposed to do everything exactly as God does. God destroys evil. That would mean you destroy it, no matter how you destroy it. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate our fine listeners. Everybody is bringing something to the table that's listening to this program. By golly, we appreciate you on any and all topics. It's called What's on Your Mind for a Reason, so let us know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Brought to you in part today by Mineral Tracker. Do you have the app yet? That app is a wonder. I can't even quantify how much money that has made its users. Because, for one, it gives you a prediction with, you know, facts and data as to what your mineral rights are going to generate for years to come. So you can do some planning in that regard and also catch things that are not right. In addition to that, a lot of people right now are being bombarded with offers to buy their minerals. They hope you'll just get the, you know, envelope in the mail and go, sure, yeah, here, okay, fine. Before you do anything, talk to the guys at Mineral Tracker because they know. They just know. Talk to Jeff and Joel. They have your back. 833-842-2924, 833-842-2924, or go to MineralTracker.com. Our next guest is Sheriff Gary Sanders from Emmons County. Sheriff Sanders, thanks for taking the time to chat with us today. How are you?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Doing well. I, for some time, have had November 13 circled on my calendar because for 2 reasons. One, I happen to believe that the Dakota Access Pipeline Project has been a bit of infrastructure that has changed the dynamics of oil production in North Dakota unlike any other single project. And so it's been a good project. Second of all, I was among, I think, a majority of North Dakotans that were sickened to see the distortions that happened last go around related to, the construction project and the different efforts that were made and the protests. And I thought, boy, I don't want that to happen again. And, if nothing else, I want to make sure that I'm ready to be there and to answer any of that, so it isn't a one-sided debate. Now I understand that on the 13th of November in Emmons County, there are preparations, at least, for a significant amount of people coming over from Standing Rock and other protesters being there to be, I hope, participants in the hearing rather than disruptors to the hearing of the Public Service Commission, but I'll be checking with you to find out what you're hearing, Sheriff.
Well, that's our whole fear, too, Scott, is that this process for the Public Service Commission hearing goes on as required by Century Code, and that there's no disruptions. We are preparing for a large amount of people coming into the community. One of my concerns is just not having the facility large enough maybe to handle everybody that's coming. We're a community of about 1,000 people. And the hearing itself is going to take place in the courthouse auditorium, which has a capacity of about 400 people, according to the state fire marshal's office, who recently did an inspection of the facility and gave us that number. So when you take into consideration those people that are essential for conducting the hearing for that process and all those that need to be necessarily in that building, that leaves us about 300 to 325 people from the general public that we're going to have to allow access to, but limit it at that number, that magic number of 400.
By the way, it's pretty amazing that a community of 1,000 has an auditorium that can seat 400. I mean, that's, you got almost half the town that could be there. So that's pretty significant in and of itself. How do you know what to expect?
Well, you know, that's half the battle is not knowing what to expect. But you have to prepare for what may happen. And I believe we're prepared for that. I've locked in other resources from state agencies, other local law enforcement entities, and so forth. So I think we're going to be prepared for the people that come here. The biggest hurdle we're going to have logistically is just we may have to limit those individuals that are coming to the facility here that may not get access. We talked about having an off-site place to view the hearing because we won't have the capacity here at the courthouse. And but I haven't heard back from the Public Service Commission yet if that is actually going to happen or not. So people need to come here with the expectation that once we hit that maximum capacity of the auditorium, we'll have to turn away individuals looking to see or participate in a hearing from the general public.
And what time do you anticipate allowing access to the facility on the 13th?
Well, hearing starts at 9, doors right? to the courthouse, right? Doors to the courthouse for the general public will open up at 8 a.m.
Got it. So about an hour before the hearing starts.
Correct.
Yeah, got it. And have you been contacted by people organizing protesters?
No, I have not. We haven't had any contact with anybody that's been looking at having any protest, but we do expect that to happen, and we're preparing for that. I've been in contact with the Attorney General's Office, Public Service Commission. I've had a brief conversation with Chairman Mike Faith last week with some concerns that they may have. I've been in touch with Energy Transfer. So that communication continues to go on, and we've got a joint meeting with everybody at the table later this week in Bismarck with Standing Rock, the energy company, Public Service Commission, and so forth to kind of go over what to expect once next week comes here, next Wednesday anyway.
Yeah, you know, last go around, we saw firsthand that Standing Rock, while it was obviously hosting this, wasn't necessarily behind, some of the protests. I've heard stories of buses that will be coming from, not stories. I've been, talked to bus companies that said, oh, we got a request for maybe three, as many as four, and I've heard conversations about plans to bus people from Standing Rock to the event. Have you heard about, bus transportation between the two?
Yeah, Chairman Faith had indicated to me that their intention at Standing Rock is to have two coach buses with elders come to the meeting. But I did explain to Chairman Faith that there is a possibility once we hit that maximum capacity, I can't guarantee that everybody will be allowed inside. And that's for safety reasons, obviously.
Yeah, and I guess what I'm getting at, two busloads of elders, you would expect are wanting to be present for there, and that's fantastic. You know, obviously it's America. Anybody that wants to come and witness what's happening, great, or, have some testimony, that's part of what the PSC is for. But I think we've all, been hardened a little bit to the idea of, okay, some people from Standing Rock that clearly do have standing because, their property holds, the pipeline, although it's different from the current discussion related to what's happening in Emmons County. That's the pump station. Really, the public service commissioners tell us that's the only thing that's on the agenda is whether or not to expand the acreage for the pump station, which is obviously not on Standing Rock. But nonetheless, peaceful, respectful folks from both sides, great. I think it's wonderful that they participate in commerce. What we worry about, as I say, is people that sort of use Standing Rock want to advance their causes of keeping into the ground or their opposition to pipelines or whatever. And I guess I'm wondering if you have any confidence that Standing Rock is able to sort of help in that regard to say, hey, we want to bring elders, but, you know, there's other folks that are coming in. I mean, they're making us aware of anybody outside like before that is coming in to protest?
Well, that's been part of the communication that we've had, too, in conversations, too, with everybody is I don't think anybody really has a concern with Standing Rock. It's some of those third party outside individuals that come in and maybe kind of stir the pot, so to speak, and become disruptive that Standing Rock itself has expressed concern about. And again, we don't if they want to come here and exercise their First Amendment, that's great as long as it's peaceful, follows the rule of law. And isn't disruptive to the process, it shouldn't be a problem. But that's the unknown factor that we have to deal with.
So you say Standing Rock themselves, officials that you've talked to from Standing Rock themselves, have expressed concern over outside groups coming into protest?
Yes, they have.
Yeah. So that's a proper concern for all of us. And the process itself, when you talk about disrupting the process, what are the rules? I mean, as the top law enforcement official in that county and the other law enforcement partners that you'll have there that day, what, you know, for anybody going there, what should they know about what crosses the line into disrupting the process?
Well, basically, anybody entering the courthouse that day is going to be, they're going to have a screening process. So everybody will have to be screened. Obviously, you know, logically, there won't be any firearms, dangerous weapons, or any contraband allowed in the facility that day that'll be seized. And the PSC is going to run this meeting, and I've made that clear to Public Service Commission that they run this. We are in charge of the security, obviously, and we'll take any appropriate action to either remove somebody or to approach somebody that maybe starts to become disruptive in that process. And my biggest concern, again, is not having the capability to allow everybody access to the building that may want to get in, just simply because of the capacity, the maximum capacity of the facility. You know, the only other facility that we have locally would be the school gymnasium in Lytton here, which would accommodate, 1,000 plus people. But again, we can't shut that school down and disrupt that school at that time. So the only other alternative we have is the auditorium here at the courthouse, which is roughly a 50 by 70 foot room where this is going to be held.
And I'm told that, you know, there's an expectation that 2 days is possible and as many as three. Are you hearing that as well?
Yeah, the hearing was originally scheduled for November 13th, 1 day. It quickly kind of morphed into 2 days, is what I understand. So we're prepared to go up to 3 days. We expect it hopefully just to last Wednesday and Thursday. Both parties want ample time to express their concerns and present their case. And they've indicated to me that fully expect this to go probably 2 days.
Anything else you want our listeners to know, Sheriff?
No, I think just to, reassure the community, the public, that we've got ample law enforcement on standby and on scene here for the event. And I just hope that everything goes peaceful. If they want to express their First Amendment, that's great, as long as they follow the rule of law and that it's a peaceful demonstration if there's anything that's going on like that, and not to disrupt the process. Let the process begin, follow through, and end like it should, and move on from there.
And the process, by the way, includes comment from the public. So if people want to have something to say, they can do it officially for the record, but as you hear the sheriff say, you're not going to go in there and just start shouting to shut things down and disrupt the process. That's where the rule of law gets questioned. Sounds like you have a great handle on the day. Sheriff, thank you for the time. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Good to get some sense of the preparations underway down in Emmons County. Again, that's November 13th. It is a hearing related to the optimization of the Dakota Access Pipeline. And really what's before the commission is whether or not to allow an expansion of the amount of space it takes for this pumping station down by Linton. More after this.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget? Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Super Feed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Super Feed Round Baler.
We're asking Watford City residents, what's it like to live the good life in Watford City? Pat Bernelli.
When I came out to the community, I got to meet some of the employers, and I got to meet some of the people that were actually working in the oil field, and then just meeting some of the business owners. I still remember leaving a restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant said, hey, Pat, it was very nice meeting you, and I certainly hope that you consider joining our community. We'd love to have you. How I felt that day is how I want people to feel when they come to North Dakota, and McKenzie County hits that mark.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm AndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to announce the arrival of Melissa. Melissa's Andy Flagpole Guy, Flag Girl. Melissa came aboard to advance the overwhelming request for American-made flags. If you have large flags and are looking to make them fly longer, call Melissa and get on her flag rotation route. Flag rotation is a great way to increase the flag's life, so email Melissa at AndyFlagpoleGuy.com to inquire about our flag rotation schedule. And thank you.
Concrete. We drive on it, walk on it, and depend on it for foundation, where we live and work. Yet, we take concrete for granted. If you thought concrete was maintenance-free, think again. In our northern climate, with freezing, thawing, cooling water, de-icing chemicals, and salts, our concrete takes a beating. You've seen what that can do to your investment over time. But a few easy steps can make your concrete last. Check it out at ndconcrete.com. That's ndconcrete.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I think it's time for a new set of wheels. I do. And I'm looking for a deal. So where am I going to go? Putlitch Chevy Buick GMC. They like to say, you drive, we'll ride with you. I like that. 721 West Main in Valley City. Also, Pucklitch, North Dakota's home for Chevy right there in Bismarck. And they have Wednesday wheels. Every Wednesday, they give us a great set of wheels to talk about. This one is at the Valley City store. It's an almost new pickup truck. You're going to love the color. It's a 2017 GMC Acadia. That's not a pickup truck, though. Is it? No, that's like a little SUV.
SUV.
Got the SLT package, all-wheel drive, got the leather package, has really cool exterior color. It has that, I think they call it iridium metallic.
Yep.
So it's a sparkle to it. And the 2017 has the older body style that people seem to really like. It's a certified one-owner trade from Castleton. Puckledge is famous for those. This is your next winter vehicle. Has all the clearance you need to get around on the winter roads. And guess what? Under 35,000 miles. Right now on the lot at $31,995. But if you tell them you heard about it from Scott, save more than $1,000 and drive it home for $30,875. Hop online, check it out. PucklichValleyCity.com. Just look for that 2017 GMC Acadia SLT Limited. You're going to love it. North Dakota's home for Chevy. Tom in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello. How are you, Scott?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I want to say right up front that I have a great deal of respect for you, the way you handle your show, the way you deal with topics. I've been listening to you for years, and I very much enjoy your show.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I want to help you out by giving you some information so that you do not end up inadvertently and truly through no fault of your own broadcasting fake news.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. We don't like fake news.
It's regarding this group that was literally slaughtered down in Mexico. This is a sad and disastrous and disgusting thing that happened to those people. But they, I hear the news continually saying that they are Mormons. And the term Mormon generally refers to members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And they were referred to as Mormons for many, many years. But that's no longer a valid term. We simply call ourselves members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But there is a group which broke off from the church in the early part of the last century. And they call themselves Mormons. And they believe in polygamy. They practice polygamy. They have these compounds. We had one in Colorado, very close to where we live. And they are not recognized at all. Excuse me, I'm driving the semi. They are not recognized by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Yeah, one news report I'm looking at here, Tom, says the victims of Monday's massacre were members of a tightly knit faction formed by members of a breakaway group from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints that came to Mexico in the late 1800s after the church renounced polygamy in the U.S. So
I wish that they would not refer to themselves in any way whatsoever with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Their members have not been. We don't recognize them. We don't approve of what they do. And I just wanted to let you know, but I'm glad you know about that, and that figures that you would have done your research and found that out.
Well, I didn't know it till I, saw that, which was just a little bit ago, and then of course your call today. So thank you, I appreciate that, because most of what I've relied on has been media coverage that they were Mormons. And I also noticed that the national media instantly ran to Mitt Romney for a response to all this, because, of course, Mitt Romney, a high-profile Mormon member of the United States Senate. So, Tom, thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much.
Very awesome, Scott.
You bet. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. Question of the day, do you want the U.S. military to get involved in taking out the cartels, doing whatever it takes, special forces, covertly or whatever, but being involved? Is the drug cartels enough of a problem on our border that we ought to worry about it? You tell me at 800-228-0550. We'll ask Kelly Armstrong that question coming up here in a little bit. He'll join us for a full half hour. Take your calls. So calls, questions, comments for Congressman Kelly Armstrong are welcome on the program. I'll save my commentary on the latest round of audit reports for the bottom of the hour. I do some news to bring you on that front coming up at 10:30. I'll quickly tell you a big narrative you're going to hear today is about the elections in Virginia, Mississippi, Kentucky. Where else? I forget where else there were. The fake news media, to borrow Tom's comment from the last call, is, you know, oh, bad night for Trump, terrible, awful. Well, let's take Kentucky, okay? Every statewide seat was a Republican victory, and the other ones in a recount right now were a guy that had a 34% approval and was down 10 points 2 weeks ago is in a runoff. So don't buy that, what you're hearing, as usual from the media.
It's good for North Dakota. It's good for America. It's the Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline Project. It will move more than 1 million barrels of oil a day from here to Illinois and the Gulf Coast. It means more good-paying jobs and more money for schools, roads, and water projects. It means a more energy-independent America. And it's the absolute safest way to ship oil. A brighter future awaits with the Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline.
Sponsored by Brighter Future Alliance.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming November land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Oliver, Stark, Trail, Botno, Golden Valley, Cavalier, Pembina, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota. And the following counties in Minnesota, Ottertail, Clay, Becker, and Nicolet. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions and many more at Pfeiffer's.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.